Welcome back, and in this lesson, we're building one of those bass sounds that instantly gives you old-school jungle and early DNB energy, a dark wobble bass with a crunchy sampler texture inside Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not just about making a wobble noise. We want a bass phrase that actually behaves like part of an arrangement, something that can carry tension, answer the drums, and make a drop feel alive. So the big idea here is layering, clean sub, motion in the midrange, and a sampled, gritty texture on top. First, start with a clean MIDI bass line. Keep it simple. In a style like this, the rhythm of the notes matters just as much as the sound design. Load up Operator if you want a focused, old-school friendly source, or Wavetable if you want a little more flexibility. For the foundation, use a sine or triangle tone. Keep it mono, and if you want slides, add a subtle portamento or glide around 40 to 90 milliseconds. The important thing here is to leave space for the breakbeat. Jungle and DNB basses don't usually sit on top of every drum hit. They weave around it. So write a short one-bar or two-bar phrase with gaps, short notes, and a little bit of movement. A root note, a minor third, maybe a fifth if it fits the vibe. Think tension, not melody for melody's sake. The groove is the hook. Now let's add the wobble movement. Drop an auto filter after the bass source and use a low-pass filter. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the low to mid range, depending on how dark you want the bass, and add a little resonance, but don't go overboard. We want movement, not squeal. For the wobble itself, automate the cutoff. You can do this with clip envelopes or your preferred modulation setup in Live 12. A tighter 1/8 note motion gives you more energy, while 1/4 note movement feels more old school and rolling. A really good teacher trick here is to vary the motion across the phrase. Let the first bar feel more restrained, then open it up a bit more in the second bar. That kind of difference is what makes a loop feel like a performance. Next comes the part that really sells the jungle vibe, the crunchy sampler texture. Duplicate or resample the bass into audio. Record a few bars of the bass phrase, then drag that audio into sampler. This is where things get tasty, because now we're turning a clean synth line into something that feels a bit chopped, a bit dusty, a bit like it's been through a hardware sampler. In sampler, keep it in classic mode and trim the start and end so you're grabbing a juicy part of the bass. If the audio is already at the right tempo, you can leave warp off. From there, start shaping the texture with effects. Saturator is great for a few dB of drive. Redux can add that slightly broken, lo-fi edge. Overdrive gives you more mid-bite, and drum bus can tighten everything up with extra punch. The key here is discipline. Don't crush the whole bass. We're building a texture layer, not destroying the sub. The crunch should live in the mids and upper mids, while the sub stays clean and stable underneath. So now split the bass into two jobs. One chain or track handles the sub, and the other handles the crunch. On the sub side, use EQ8 to low pass around 80 to 120 Hz and keep it centered and mono. On the crunchy layer, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so you're not muddying the low end. If needed, push a little presence in the 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz zone, because that's where the sampler character really speaks on smaller speakers. This is one of the most important concepts in the whole lesson. The sub should feel boring in a good way. Seriously, the sub is there to hold the floor down. The excitement belongs in the wobble motion and the texture layer. If the low end starts getting wide, messy, or overprocessed, pull it back and keep the weight centered. Now let's make the crunchy layer behave rhythmically. Old-school jungle bass often feels like it has been chopped or gated, even when it's just carefully designed. Try auto-pan in tremolo mode by setting phase to 0 degrees. Use a moderate amount and a rate around 1/8 or 1/16. You can also use a gate or shorten the envelope in sampler, so the texture feels more pulsed and percussive. This is a great place to think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. The break is already busy, so the bass doesn't need to be dense in every layer. A chopped mid-range texture can create motion without stepping on the drums. That's how you get energy without clutter. From here, shape the arrangement in blocks. Don't just loop the same phrase for 16 bars and hope it feels like a drop. Build in sections. Maybe the first 4 bars introduce the main motif with restrained crunch. Then bars 5 to 8 open the filter a little more, and bring in extra drive. Bars 9 to 12 can tighten the note lengths and make the texture more aggressive. And the last 4 bars can pull back briefly, then hit with a small fill or filter move to set up the next section. In DNB, bass and drums should talk to each other. If the snare does a fill at the end of a phrase, let the bass answer with a held note, a pitch slide, or a little burst of texture. If the drums drop out for half a beat, That's your chance to let the bass breathe or hit harder. That call and response feeling is what makes the line sound musical instead of program. You can also make the bass feel more human by introducing tiny imperfections, slight velocity changes, a few notes nudged a little off the grid, a tiny slide into a key note, maybe even a second resample pass if the texture feels too clean. These little irregularities are gold in this style. If the bass feels too perfect, it can lose that dusty, sampled personality. For the mix relationship, sidechain the bass slightly to the kick or kick and snare bus if needed. Keep it subtle. The goal is just a clear space for the drum transients, not create a giant pumping effect unless that's the vibe you want. If the texture still fights the break, shorten the note lengths or reduce the sustain before reaching for more EQ. Often in jungle, groove problems are arrangement problems, not tone problems. A very useful habit is to print variations. Record a full 16-bar performance with automation moving, then duplicate it and make alternate versions. Maybe one version has more distortion for the transition. Maybe another is cleaner and more restrained for the main groove. Subtle changes in texture often do more than swapping in a totally different sound. If you want to take it further, try switching wobble rates by section. Slower movement for the main phrase, faster modulation only in the turnarounds or fills. Or make one version round and talkative, and another version brighter and more aggressive. Alternate them every 4 or 8 bars so the groove keeps evolving. Now, let's recap the core method. Build the bass in layers. Keep the sub mono and controlled. Use filter wobble for motion. Resample into simpler or audio for that crunchy sampler character. Then automate the arrangement so the bass breathes with the drums over 4-bar and 8-bar phrases. That's the difference between a sound design exercise and a real DNB bassline. For your practice, I'd recommend making a simple 4-bar phrase first. Keep the notes sparse, add the wobble, resample it, crunch it, and then play it against a drum break loop. If it clashes, shorten the notes. If it feels dull, add more mid-range. If it feels messy, reduce the distortion or the texture level. Make one solid idea that already feels like it belongs in a drop. And that's the real goal here. Not just a bass sound, but a bass phrase with attitude, movement, and enough grime to sit right in an old-school jungle-inspired arrangement. When the low end is controlled and the upper layers are doing the talking, the whole track starts to feel like a record. So take this method, build your own version, and don't be afraid to resample, trim, and rework it until it feels alive. That's likely imperfect. Crunchy, moving bass is exactly where the magic lives.